Macmillan Audio presents Starry-Eyed Love by Helena Hunting. Read for you by Stella Bloom and Jason Clark. One. The Great Date Debate. London.
One more round?
I tap my empty margarita glass.
Oh, London's cutting loose tonight.
Harley, my younger sister, elbows me playfully in the side, her dimpled grin wide and toothy. Avery, our older sister, looks up from her phone, which she's been on for most of the evening, and points a finger at me.
I'm not piggybacking you home.
Ha ha, I'll be fine. We had all those apps. I motion to the nearly empty plate of spinach dip and the remains of our nachos. Truth be told, I'm already feeling the first two margaritas, but I'm having too good a time to put a pin in it now. I'll take a couple of Tylenols before bed, drink a gallon of water, and be fine tomorrow morning. Mostly fine, anyway. When our server comes around again, I order another margarita. Harley picks a Sex on the Beach, and Avery asks for a half pint of light beer. While we wait for our drinks to arrive, I arrange the paper stars I've amassed over the past couple of hours into a small pile. I'm a compulsive fidgeter, and I used to pick my nails. It's a nervous habit, and one I've had to learn to curb. Now instead, I make origami stars. I've made about 24 since we've been here, which has helped slow my margarita consumption.
I gotta say, I'm really happy to have fun London back.
Harley rests her head on my shoulder and hugs my arm. Her blonde bob tickles my skin. She looks like a little pixie, especially when she's sitting beside me, since I'm a good head taller than she is.
I'm always fun, I say indignantly.
Even as her phone buzzes with another message, Avery sets it face down on the table. She and Harley exchange a look before Avery turns her gaze on me. Every time you get into a relationship, you turn into serious London. She makes air quotes around the unpleasant nickname.
That's ridiculous. I do not.
Harley nods her agreement.
Sorry to break it to you, but you totally do.
I glance from one to the other and have to wonder if they're both drunk. Have you two been talking about this? I mean, you must have if you've picked nicknames like Fun London and Serious London. At least they're not calling me something worse.
We don't mean it in a bad way,
Harley assures me. I don't know that saying I become an unfun person when I'm in a relationship can be taken in any other way but bad. I have no idea where they're coming up with this. Harley hugs my arm again.
We literally just noticed it before we came out this evening. You've been on the fence about Daniel for weeks now, and the second you broke things off, it was like a switch flipped. All of a sudden, Serious London went on holiday, and Fun London came out to play.
She taps my empty margarita glass. Over the past 8 months, I can count on one hand how many times you've come out with us for drinks and had more than one margarita.
Daniel was a wet blanket, and he was weighing you down with his, poor me, it's so hard to be a professional photographer, blah, 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 complaining.
She hiccups loudly. I was already aware that neither of my sisters had warm feelings for Daniel.
I'm surprised it lasted as long as it did, to be honest,
Avery says from behind the rim of her pint glass. Well, his travel schedule was partly responsible for that. I tried to make it work about 4 months longer than I should have and struggled to convince myself that I was more into him than I was. I really wanted him to be the one. On paper, he seemed like the perfect boyfriend. But as with all of my failed relationship attempts, we fizzled out. Like a fire made with wet wood, I could never find that spark people talked about. Ironic, given my last name is literally Spark. I finally found the lady balls to break it off 3 days ago, and managed not to chew my nails to stubs before I had the dreaded conversation with Daniel, which is a feat on its own. My relief at it coming to an end was a pretty decent indicator.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?